Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. On the eve of another austerity vote to cut public services, Greece has been brought to her knees by national strikes. Without it, the International Monetary Fund bailout is hostage. Greece has enough money in the bank to last until November 16th. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says desperation is everywhere. Yet,
the one good thing about this economic downturn is that it has made people more responsive to the message of the gospel as they've become more desperate and more hopeless, and they are looking for somebody to give them hope. That somebody is Christ, and they are becoming more responsive to that message.
Next, it seems like Haiti can't get a break. They faced a year of drought, and Hurricane Isaac brought death and destruction at the end of August. Then Sandy came along with the floods and further havoc.
Sandy did worse than Isaac. Before the storm, the president had promised to bring in rice in the country, and it never happened. And so after the storm, all the crops just washed out with the storm.
Rosalind DeHart says For Haiti with Love feeds about 500 families every day, but supplies are running low. Ask God to show you how you can help. Find resources at missionnetworknews.org. And some homemade love is wrapped around orphans in Russia and Guatemala. Orphan Outreach, with the help of Quilts Without Borders, has delivered colorful handmade blankets recently in preparation for the cooler months ahead. The kids love having one of their very own. To date, Quilts Without Borders has given 200 quilts to the ministry. This is just one more way to share the hope of Christ with these kids. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Want to stand with persecuted Christians and help MNN at the same time? Get your family the One With Them wristbands with your gift of any amount. When you support MNN, we'll send you 5 barbed wire-looking wristbands. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the One With Them wristband link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.